Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
This week on our source sheet, we have a lot of Mara Mekoymes, 20. And if somebody really wants to go through the sugya, he will dedicate more time than we have today for the shir today in the morning. But let's at least touch upon the fundamentals. So in this week's parsha, we learn about the shlichus of Eliezer Eved Avraham, who was appointed by Avraham Avinu. You find a kala for my son. So he embarks on his journey, and he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, everything is Hashgacha Pratis, how would I know where to find a kala? And he makes a siman. If I'm going to meet a family and meet a girl, and I will ask her, could you see to it that I have something to drink? And she will go out of her way, and she'll say, not only for you, for all your camels. And you can know a camel drinks a lot, because it's a desert animal, and usually there's not much water in the desert. So when it has an opportunity to drink, knows how to drink. And Eliezer says, if I will find such a girl, that will be the one. So the second part of today's show will discuss what an interesting simon that was. But the pasuk says that when Eliezer finally gets to the bear, gets to the well, and Rivka gives him to drink, v'techala hashkoisoi, v'toimer gam lemalecha eshav, I will also bring up water for the camels. So the Yerachayim HaKadosh asks, there's a Gemara in Masechet Brachos, osa la'odam shiyoichal, koidem shiyitan lebehemtoi. And we skip over to source number 11. It's a Gemara Brachos of Mem, and also in Gittin Dav Samech Beis. So Chazal tell a story in Gittin Dav Samech Beis, which we will discuss at another opportunity. Rav Hun and Rav Chisda are sitting and talking and learning, and Geniva comes along. And they, at the last line of this Shtikel Gemara, Amrile Litamar Mida, would you care to have a bite? You know, please, make a brocha. And they offer him something to eat. Omelehu, Hocha Omer Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Osela Leodam Shiitam Klum, Ad Shiitam Lebehem Toy. Before you sit down to your Suda, remember about the animals. And first you need to feed the animals, and only then are you entitled to eat yourself. So the Chayim asks, so why did Rivka give first for Eliezer, and only second, v'gamlig malecho eshav? She should have feeded the animals, the camels, before giving water to Eliezer. So the Or HaChaim, in two different sources, in our parsha, and once again, in Parshas Chukas, when the Jews were wandering in the desert and there was no water, and they complained to Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, take your matah, take your stick, and hit the rock, and miraculously, b'derech nes, there will be water. V'heshkiso esa eido ve'ed bi'iram. First the eido, and only then the animals. Goes against the Gemara. Dor HaChaim says, one teretz on both kashas. Not only b'mukam sakona, even b'mukam tzar, men come before animals. So in both cases, the Jews in desert, there was no water. They were dying from thirst. They cried out to Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, kach esamata ve'yikisu b'sela. So obviously they were in pain. They were suffering from thirst. And Rivka assumed, Eliezer comes, and he comes who knows from where. And probably they are thirsty, and therefore men come before animals. There are many organizations today that care for Tzar Balei Chaim, humane treatment of animals. And many of those organizations don't treat human beings very humanely. And they think we need to have rachamim only on cats and dogs and animals, and some of them are willing to destroy people just to care for the dogs. We're not mezalzel in Tzar Balei Chaim. The Gemara says Tzar Balei Chaim d'oraisa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamav al kol ma'asav. But people are also important, not only cats and dogs. So the Chaim says, when a person is in pain and is suffering, then he comes before his animals, and that's the teretz on the first two kashas. Is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Mogen Avraham feels that it's a din d'oraisa, and therefore the Mogen Avraham is saying kuf samech zayin. The Gemara says, if a person made a birchas amoitzi, and then he realizes, he suddenly remembers, I did not feed the animals, then he could tell other family members, gabil litura, go out, give the animals to eat, and it's not considered a hefsek. Why is it not considered a hefsek? Because it's tzar chesuda. He cannot eat until he feeds the animals. And therefore, it's like hav melach. It's like a person saying, bring salt to the table, because we need to dip the amoitzi into salt. If he says, feed the animals, it's tzar chesuda, and therefore it's not a hefsek. But the Mogen Avraham paskens, and they shy in aleph, if you made a moitzi Shabbos, and then you remember, I didn't say avdola, you should say avdola, and that's a hefsek. You need to make another moitzi. Mogen Avraham says, why? Because feeding the animals is menatoira, and avdola is only derabonan. How do we know that a person needs to feed the animals before he eats himself? That's Parsha Beis the Kriya Shema. V'nasati eisav besotcho levehem techo, and only then v'ochalto v'savoto. So animal comes first, and then, only then, could a person eat himself. Source number 10. Machlokes Taz, and Beis Yosef. Does this rule apply only to a Sudas Kava, when a person sits down to his meal and he washes and he eats bread, or even when he eats a snack? Te'ima ba'alma. So the Taz is medayik from the Beis Yosef. You cannot have a bite until you feed your animals first. And the Tazov disagrees. And the Tisagrov says, in Brochas of Mem, the Gemara says, Osela Adam Shiyochal Ad Shiyachil Behemotav. The Gemara doesn't say Asul Adam Shiyet Am. And the Be'er Heitev wonders, in Brochas, the Gemara says, Odeshodam Shiyochal. But in Gittin Dav Samech Beis, the last line, source number 11, when they offered Geneva, do you want to eat something? Omelahu, hocha omer of Yehuda Merav, oseloi le'odem shiit om, ad shiiten levehem toy. So Mesech Gittin, the Gemara clearly says, not only osa odem shiuchal, but osa le'odem shiit am. And that clearly seems to indicate even te'ima ba'alma would be prohibited. However, we turn the page, and we'll go over to source number 19. The Rambam, in the last halacha in Hilchos Avodim, Perek Tes, halacha Ches. Who knows in which of the 14 svarim in Rambam is Hilchos Avodim? Who said? How do you know? Oh, that's right. Kenyan. Are you aware that in all the 14 svarim in Yad HaChazokah, in Mishneh Torah, the last halacha of every sefer is not halacha, clear halacha, but divrei musar, divrei chizuk, divrei emuno. The Rambam never explained why, but it was important to the Rambam. Every sefer ends with divrei musar, and not only halacha psuka. So Avodim is the last of all the halachas in Sefer Kinyan. And the halacha we have in our sheet is the very vast halacha in Hilchos Avodim, the very last halacha in Sefer Kinyan. And that is the nature of this halacha. Let's go through the entire halacha because it's so important. Mutar lavoid ve'evet knani ve'ferach. Al pi halacha, you could work an Eved Kanani, and you could give him tough and difficult and hard work. ויאף על פי שעדין כך, מידס חסידס ודעקי החוכמה, שיהיה אודם רחמן ורוידב צדק, ולא יכביד אולו על עבדו, ולא יצר לו. Don't cause him pain and suffering. ויחילהו וישקהו מכל מחל ומכל משתה. חכם הראשונים היו נותנים לעבד מכל תבשיל ותבשיל שהיו אוכלים. Whatever you eat, give your slaves. That's a Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan, whatever he ate, he gave his avodim. So most of the boys in the yeshiva are Americans, and probably it's part of the American ethos, it's part of American culture. One of the great American heroes is Abraham Lincoln. You probably read about the Emancipation Proclamation, about the Civil War, about slavery. So masters treated their slaves terribly. They were tortured, they were hurt, they were killed, they were beaten. But the Rambam writes, Midas Chasidus V'Darkei HaChochma. Treat your slave with dignity and with honor. Whatever you eat, he should eat as well. He's a human being. Before you eat, think about the slaves and even the animals. So what I want to point out, the Rambam writes, L'seudas atzmon. What is the mashmos of ad shiyoichal, ad shiyitam, is open for the mate. But the Rambam is very clear. Magdim in mozen abahemes l'seudas atzmam. Seuda is a seuda, and seuda is always a seudas kva. So from the Rambam we clearly learn, not every time you have a bite you need to run out and feed your animals. If you're gonna feed them every time you have a bite, they're gonna become so fat. L'seudas atzmon. When you sit down to your meal, just think a moment, who might be hungry? My animals, my slaves, think about them. So the Rambam writes L'seudas atzmon. But I want to continue and finish this Rambam because it's so important. The Torah says, Ke'enei avodem eliad edeneem. Your slaves are looking up to you. They are dependent on you, so care about them. V'chein, lo yevazeu, lo biyad ve'lo bidvorim. La'avdas masoran akosav, lo lebusho. You have no right to hurt their feelings, to embarrass them. La'avdas masoran akosav, lo lebusho. Treat them with dignity, with honor, with respect, because they're human beings. V'lo yarbo olav tzaoka ve'kaas. Listen to their concerns. Listen to them. We came out of the same womb. They're as human as I am, and therefore treat them with respect. Ve'ein achzoriyas va'azos matzuya ela ba'akom oiv de'avod ezorim. Avazara shel Avraham Avinu, ve'hem Yisrael she'ashpi'a lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu toves ha'toyrom, ve'tziva oisem b'chukim ve'mishpotim tzadikim, rachmonim hem al hakol. Ve'chem b'midosev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'tzivonu le'idamis mehem hu oimer, v'rachma v'al kol masav, v'kol ha'marachmim, v'kol ha'marachim, v'rachmim, olav shenem ha'venosel ha'cho rachamim v'rachamecho v'hirbecho. So, this halacha is a combination of halacha and chasidus. And as the Rambam says, Midas Chasidus V'Darkei HaChochma. So on one hand, we learn from this Rambam that feeding your animals is not a minhag Torah. It's actually a Midas Chasidus. We learn it from a posuk, but it's Midas Chasidus V'Darkei HaChochma. And what I wanted to point out, the Rambam clearly says, L'Seudas Atzmon. Not every time you eat something, you need to go out to your backyard and feed your animals. But when you sit down to your meal, just think about it. Somebody that is dependent on you might be hungry, whether you're slaves or your animals, and treat them with compassion. And that is the halacha that one needs to feed his animals before he eats himself. We're going back to the kasha of Rivka. After she offers drinks to Eliezer and his group, his entourage, then she says, Gam ligmalecha eshav. And the question is, why not first the animals? Sefer Chasidim, number 7. Le'inyan simoin odom vebehemo, yitnu le'odom techilu v'achakach lebehemo. Detziv, v'toim el alev, gam atu shasei, v'achakach gam lemalecho ashka ve'esht, v'gam agamalo mishkoso. Uchsiv, v'shkisu v'se'ede ve'ed b'iram, u'ede techilu v'achakach es b'iram. Who knows? Who wrote the Sefer Chasidim? The Baal Shem Tov? Who wrote Sefer Chasidim? Does anybody know? Yeah. Are you a historian? Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. Was he a Rishon or an Achron? Who said Rishon? Yeah, he was one of the early Rishonim, going back 900 years. Mereshani Chassidei Ashkenaz. So Rabbi Yehuda Chosid says, this rule applies only to food and not to drinks. And he quotes the very same two psukim that the Orach Chaim asks in two different sources in our parsha, Parshas Rezo and Parshas Chukas. And Rabbi Yehuda Chosid explains both. In both these cases, we're talking about drinks and not food. Chazal say, Odel Odom, Sheyachal, but they don't say yishta, and therefore when it comes to drinks, there is no kpeda, only when it comes. Aval ba'achila, ha'bahem ekedem ezachzi v'yitin tevin ha'mespoil ha'gemalim, v'yachekach, v'yosem lefonev lechoyo. That's interesting because that's not a Gemara. But it does quote Kriya Shema, uchziv, v'nesate ezeh besotol v'mtecho, v'chziv, v'achalto v'sovoto. So when it comes to food, animals come first. When it comes to drink, men comes first. What is the rationale? What is the svara to differentiate between food and drinks? The Gemara says, "Ein kva l'shtia." By achila, there's achilas alay and achilas kva. When it comes to drinks, ein kva l'shtia. So usually people eat. At certain times, you eat breakfast, you eat lunch, you eat supper, but people drink whenever they're thirsty. And usually people, it is also beneficial to your health. So, shtia is always arai. So, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid says, it's not mistaver that every time a person takes a cup of water, he needs to run out and look for his animals and give them food. And I think it's the same svara as we discussed before. Are you allowed to take a bite without feeding your animals, or is it only achilas kva? So, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid says, regarding drinks, this rule doesn't apply. Regarding food, achilas arai, that's a machlokes. Beis Yosef, Taz, we saw the Rambam. Seudas atzmam, the Rambam says it's only suda. So I think that Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, when he speaks about drinking, and what we proved from the Rambam about eating, it is the same fundamental savora. Animals, you can't hunger them. Tzabalachaim, you need to give them food. But it is not every time you have achilas arai that you need to run out and see about your animals. And that is very, very mistaver. So Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin, 14. Matzilin Mozen Sholosh Shudas Aru El Odom Lo Odom Aru El Beim El Beim. A fire broke out in the house, and you cannot put out a fire on Shabbos because Mechabe is one of the Lametas Malochas. Chazal said, "What am I allowed to take out of the house and salvage? Mozen Sholosh Shudas Shabbos." I need to eat Shalashudas. It's interesting. So in Jewish life, in the eyes of Chazal, what is more important than all your possessions and belongings in Olam Hazeh is the mitzvahs that you need to be makayim. What could I take out of the house? What would most people want to take out of a burning house? First of all, the cash that you have under the balatas. That's the first thing. Probably jewelry. Your photo albums, you know, it's a family treasure. Your chasana album. You got to prove to your kids that you got married. But Chazal say, what are you allowed to take out of your house? Your chalas, piece of fish. You need each shalashudas. What are you going to do by shalashudas? Your jewelry stays in the house. Your money stays in the house. Well, you need to eat shalashudas. It's Shabbos Kodesh. It's an interesting look at life, and it's something profound to think about. What is life all about, and what are we doing here? So Matzilin, Moses Sholashudis, Royal Odom Lodom, Royal Bahama Labahama, Teferis Yisrael. Who knows who wrote the Teferis Yisrael? You know, by now, you should remember every Godel B'Yisrael exactly who he was and when he was. Who's the Teferis Yisrael? Huh? It's not a fair question, because there are at least 10 Sforim named Teferis Yisrael. But Teferis Yisrael are Mishnayis, Rebbe Sol Lipschitz, he lived almost 200 years ago, and it's one of the greatest Perusha Mamishnayis, till Schottenstein. Today, Schottenstein and Ois Vahoda are the Teferis Yisrael was a Godel B'Yisrael, and he writes, Tamua, the Gimel Sodas Lebehem Alamo. Abeim is not Mechuyim in Shalashudas, Nerali, Alpi Masha Amru, Osarodam, Lechalat Shiit Nebehem Toi. And the Bialocha writes the same. Haru Lebehem Rebehem, Mishim Dosalecha Kadim Shiit Nebehem Toi. What is Tov Vav Shin? What's that abbreviation? Who knows? In Hilcha Shabbos, whenever you see Tov Vav Shin, that's Tosefa Shabbos. So both write, why Sholashudas Lebehema? Abeim is not Chayav in Sholashudas, because when you eat, you need to give the animal. And to me, that's a bit strange. Does this halacha necessitate training your animals to pretend they're human? So in the days of Chazal, in the middle of the week, most people ate 2 sudas a day, morning and evening. Shabbos, eat Sholashudas. So your cows and your chickens and the sheep you have, in the middle of the week, they're going to eat 2 sudas. Shabbos, they're going to eat 3. And why is that? Because you eat Sholashudas, and you need to feed your animals before you eat. So, I have an interesting question. According to Reb Chitka, they need to eat 4 sudas in Shabbos. You also need to feed your cows 4 times a day. So this is the Reb Chitka. Doesn't make sense. So I always argued, Harui la'odam la'odam, that's Sholashudas, Harui la'bayim la'bayim, as much as you usually feed your animal. It's once a day, maybe 2 times a day. So the Rishonim always learned the glat, Chidush Haran, Matzil and Mozen Sholashudas, Harui la'bayim perish. As much as the animal usually eats every day. Matzilin Sholosh Seudos is only for you and your family. Lebehema, it's not Sholosh Seudos, it is whatever you usually feed your animal. So what I mean to say is, not every time you sit down to eat, you need to feed your animals. Unless you skipped, unless this is the time that they need to eat. So today it is very common, even in shrum homes, that we have some animals. What's most common, I think, is fish. Even in the shrumest people's homes, sometimes there's an aquarium. Some homes also have birds. parrots, parakeets. You know, some birds could talk. I visited someone's home in America, and his parakeet all day said, Tona Rabbanon, Tona Rabbanon, Tona Rabbanon. He never got past Tona Rabbanon, and I always wondered, which one? Did he hear that that's all he knew to say, Tona Rabbanon? And I think it's a good reminder for the owner of that parrot, if his bird is calling out to him and giving him muzzle, Tona Rabbanon, go back to your Gemara, sit and learn. Some people have dogs, and dogs could be very useful for the blind and for the handicapped. I remember many years ago a person called me out of Shabbos. Could I pick up my animal on Shabbos? Is it osa betiltel? And I asked him, what animal? And he said he has a boa constrictor. Does anybody know what that is? Was he a Rishon or an Achron? So there are a lot of big snakes that choke, suffocate their prey before they swallow them. And those are called constrictors. And the boa constrictor is a big snake. So he asked me, could I be metaltelet on Shabbos? I said, why don't you ask if you could be metaltelet in the middle of the week? And you need to be careful. It shouldn't be metaltel you instead of you being metaltel that snake. So that was, you know, most of the shilas I'm asked many times. That's a shaila I only had once. That's why I remember it. So this is a common question. So every time I sit down to eat, do I need to feed the fish? Usually if you have an aquarium, the fish are fed once a day. And that's enough for them. So, lididi pshita li, that this halacha means, you left your home in the morning, v'anachni oisim b'malacha mi'alois ha-shachar atzei sakechovim, like the Novi says, before you sit down to your meal, think, did I feed my animals today? Might they be waiting for food? Tzorach shiachal. But it doesn't mean every time you sit down to eat, you need to feed your animals, because it is only, you need to feed the animals when you feed them every day, according to the need, the nutritional needs of animals. And therefore, I think the Ran is pashtus. Matzil el mozen gimel sudas is only for men. Haro el odem lo odem, haro el abahem el abahem, as much as you usually feed your animal. And an animal doesn't need to eat more Shabbos than he eats in the middle of the week. So, kach nere pshutom shel devorim. So the essence of this aloha is, like the Rambam writes, Verachmov al kol masov, you need to have compassion on every living creature. And midas chasidus, v'darkei hachochmo, to have rachmonis, v'kol ha-maracham al-abriyas, marachamim olav min hashamayim, mido keneged mido. So we started off with Eliezer Avraham. Eliezer Avraham makes a siman. The clay yukor asks a gewaldige question. And before the clay yukor, it's in the Rosh Hashanah. Avraham Avinu was troubled, and he calls Eliezer, and he says, Loi tikach isho lebni mebnois aknani. El arzi ve'el moiladeti teilech. Go back to Choron, to Ur Kasdim, to my family that I left behind when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, Lech Lecha, and look for a kala for my son there. And the question is, why there? Avraham Avinu's family weren't great tzaddikim. He had to fight his father. They all were Ovdei Malilim. They all were Ovdei Avodah Zorah. And Davka B'Eretz Canaan, he had thousands of talmidim. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Avodis Kechovim, Nigbetzu Elov Alofim V'Ravavois, V'Shosal B'Libam, Ha'ikar HaGodol of Emunas HaYochad. Why doesn't he look for a kala by one of his Talmidim? And why does he send Eliezer back to Ovdei Avodah Zorah? So the Klei Yoker explains, and before the Klei Yoker is the Rosh Hashanah. When Avraham Avinu lays the foundation for Klal Yisrael, the most important thing is Midas Toivos. The Gemara says in Yevamah Zayin Tes, Shlosha Simonim Yesh Ba'uma Zu. Klal Yisrael is characterized by three Midas. Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechasodim. They're modest, they're humble, and the people of compassion. That is what Klal Yisrael is about. And there's a Mishnah Masechet Toros. Eizem Talmidev Shel Avraham Avinu. Those that are Boki and Bavli and Yerushalmi. Those who remember every Sif in Mishneh Brura. Talmidev Shel Avraham Avinu. Kol Sheyesh Bo Ayin Toivo. Ruach Nemucho. Venefesh Veilo. And who are the Talmidim of Bilam? Yeshlo Ainro, Ruach Gevoya, Venefesh Rechovo. So what is most important to Avraham Avinu is Midas Toivos. And he knows his family that they have Midas Toivos. Avraham is not concerned about Avodah Zorah. Because in Avraham's home, Avodah Zorah is just impossible. The light of Emes was so radiant and so obvious. In Avraham's home, he's not concerned about Avodah Zorah. What most troubles him is Midas Toivos, and that's why he says, go back there. And Eliezer, understanding what troubles Avraham Avinu, says, I need to find a girl that has crazy Midas, to the extreme. So he says, I'm arriving a strong, able-bodied young person. And I have a lot of slaves with me. And this girl will say, I'm going to fetch water for you. The most natural thing would be for Rivka to say, here's the well, here's the bucket. Please, as much water as you want. And she should sit and decide. She was a young girl. He's an able-bodied, strong man with an entourage of people. And she says, you sit and you rest. And she is the one drawing water for the well. And she drew a lot of water because it was a caravan of camels. Camels drink a lot. Some people think that it's a hump on the camel's back full of water, which it is not. But the camel is a desert animal, so it doesn't have much to drink usually. So when camels drink, they drink. And Rivka, a young girl, lets all those big guys sit and rest, and she is the one that draws the water. That's far beyond normalcy. It's far beyond what would be expected from a decent girl. But Eliezer knows that the girl I am looking for is not only a decent girl. She's a balas midas. She has rachmonis above and beyond the call of duty, above and beyond what should be normally expected. That is the siman Eliezer makes. And therefore he knows, when that is exactly what Rivka offers, he knows, this is Min HaShemayim, this is Hashgacha Pratis, and this is the one that Kodesh Baruch Hu designated to build Klal Yisrael, to lay the foundations for Umazu Shem Rachmonim, Baishonim, Vegamli Chesonim. So this week I had Yortzeit. My mother passed away 3 years ago at the age of 93. She was a Holocaust survivor, like my father. They both were in Auschwitz. Both lost most of their families, grandparents, parents, and most of their siblings. My father was left 3 out of 8. My mother was left 2 out of 5 siblings. And when she passed away, she had 500 descendants, Beli Ayin Hara, all Shomrei Torah v'Mitzvos. Many of them are Bitzei Torah. And she used to say, this is my Nakoma and this is my Nechama. Both a Nakoma and Nechama. On one hand, it's a Nakoma in the Nazis, Yamach Shemom, that thought they're bringing the final solution. So a young girl that survived the Shaya, Baruch Hashem, was zeichet to Arich HaShemim, and left 500 descendants. That's my nechama, and that is my nechama, Kodesh Baruch Hu Nichmani B'Kiflayim. And she was a very, very special person. And I always consider it kibud em to tell a bit about my parents when the Yahrzeit comes. And it is also important that we have so much to learn from these people. So many times I jokingly said, whatever we have today is more mehudar than what we had 100 years ago. Our tefillin are much more mehudar than the old tefillin. We see tefillin that are dakis, that bend. Our Sifra Teira today are far more beautiful and more mehudar than old Sifra Teira we have from 60 or 70 years ago. Every Avreich today could have an eslik for 100 shekel that is more beautiful than the eslogim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon. Our Erevin and Mikvois are more mehudar than they ever were. Besides the people, everything is better today than it was. Besides the people. Alavai, we could compare to our parents and grandparents and previous generations. So we have so much to learn from these people. So my mother was a Holocaust survivor. She was extremely thirsty for knowledge. She had a gewaltige Zemoin for Torah. When she was 90 years old, she initiated a shir in Mishlei together with the neighbors. I don't even know a gadol that starts learning something when he's 90 years old. She was 90 years old, but she never learned Mishlei. And she wanted to learn Mishlei, so she initiated a shir once a week with her neighbors. One of my childhood memories, my late father was a gewaltige Talmud Chacham, and we grew up with Rabbi Yosef Engel. Next to his bed, there was always a pile of Sforim. Usually it was Rabbi Yosef Engel's Sforim. And one of my memories from my mother was the Perish of Reb Shamsin Afol Hirsham Tehillim in English. And I remember my mother sitting for hours with that black-binded Reb Shamsin Afol Hirsham Tehillim. She said a lot of Tehillim, and she wanted to understand. So it was Reb Shamsin Afol Hirsham Rishonor and Achron. His writings are very profound. It's not an easy read. Reb Shamsin Afol Hirsh was a philosopher and a great, great teacher and educator. So I remember my mother learning Reb Shamsin Afol Hirsh on Tehillim. She was mole thanks for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yemole pi Tehillo Secho. She never complained. Never. She had a stroke when she was 80 years old, and she was quite debilitated, using a walker after that. Whenever people used to ask her, how do you feel? She also had a sense of humor, and she used to say, I feel great. My knees don't carry me. I don't have my shoes of my left arm. I don't hear well. But that's my feet, that's my hand, that's my ears, that's not me. I feel great. She never complained about herself. She was always so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in difficult times, we are living in the midst of a terrible war. And when tragedy strikes, people ask why. And I say, it's legitimate to ask questions. But why did it never occur to you when you had wonderful days of Simcha and Nachas, everybody was well, and you had Parnosa becovered, and everybody is healthy, and things go fine. Did you ever ask then, why? Why? What did I do to deserve this? So why do people ask why only when things go bad? In the life of every person, the vast majority of people, 95% of the time, things are great. Sometimes people fall ill, sometimes tragedy strikes. It's inevitable. It's part of Hashgacha. It's part of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But why do you ask why only when things go bad? I mean, did it ever occur to you when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you so much blessing and so much chesed to ask
Kol HaLashon.
Why do I deserve this? Why are things so great? Maybe it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants me to say thank you. Maybe it's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants. The Novi says, Perek Mem Gimel Yeshayo, Am Zu Yotzarti Li, Tihilosi Yisaperu. And the Rishayim say, Am Zu Yotzarti Li, Kedesh Tihilosi Yisaperu. So it's natural that people will ask, why? Why do I deserve this? Why this tragedy strike? But this, you should have asked this question 1,000 times all your life. Why? Why do I deserve all this brochas and all these wonderful things that Kodesh Baruch Hu does? So my mother asked why every day, and she thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu every day, and that was part of who she was. She despised Sheka, and never could she say one word that wasn't true. So after she had the stroke, and we turned to Bituach Lomi to get a Kitzbat Nechut, Social Security supports the disabled. So we invited a Macher. Do you know what a Macher is? You know what a Macher is? No? I think it's in English, no? Our society is full of machers. You have a macher for mishkantes, you have a macher for bituach lomi, you have a macher how to cheat the iriya and not pay anona, you have a macher for everything. So somebody came to instruct my mother what to say when bituach lomi will come to visit and interview her and to see how much she deserves, how much support. So it was explained to your mother, you need to tell them how difficult life is and how unbearable it is and how much you're in suffering. But my wife asked, but life is great. Well, what should I lie and say? So it was explained to her, but you can't walk without a walker. But she says, but the walker is okay and I can get everywhere where I need to get. And so... She was instructed, when they come, first of all, you need to look like a nebuch. Don't dress up nicely. And just tell them how bad things are. So I remember when they knocked on the door, a social worker and a doctor from Bituach Lami, first she ran to put on her sheitel. And we asked, why are you putting on your sheitel? She says, I never let a guest into the house if I wasn't dressed up properly. These are not guests. They're not guests, they're not family friends. It's a social worker from Bituach Lomi. And she said, anybody that comes into my house is a guest. So she dressed up nicely, she opened the door, and when they asked her, how are you doing? She said, I'm doing fine, I'm doing great. You know, it's hard a little to get around. And as you could expect, we got a minimal support. Because if a woman is doing great, and she's fine, and she's not complaining, then... And when she was notified, you're not going to get a lot, she had no regrets. No regrets. She said, and I said the truth. I said what it is, and it is what it is, and I'm doing fine. And so I think our generation, this is an important lesson for our generation. So these are some of the things that we learned from our mother, and... She should be a Melitzas Yosha for the big family she left behind and for Klal Yisrael. Because we need a lot of Rachamei Shamayim. And as we learned in the Rambam today, Kol HaMarachim, Marachmim Olam Mishamayim Shaneva V'Nusel Lecho Rachamim V'Rachamecho V'Hirbecho. We should only be Mevasa B'Seres Toivois, and we should see Pnei Moshiach Tzidkenu B'Meheru V'Yomeinu Amen.
Kol HaLashon. A whole world of quality content.